Thanks for coming back.
No, is we did this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was. We did it, and because of the nature of the way it's written, we screwed it up. We didn't mean to. We tried hard not to, which we will hear. But the chances are strong that that problem will occur. However, it doesn't matter. It's on tape. This is the original script, exactly as it was written 3 years ago. We're going to attempt it again for you for this holiday special.
So if you listen tomorrow morning and you're wondering, how is that going to work? Remember, it, as Mark said, it is on tape, so everything can be bleeped. And we haven't looked at this for 2 years. So here we go.
And now it's time for another episode of Big City Tongue Twister Lover.
Hey, you listen up there, Big City Tongue Twister Lover. Now you listen up good. We got something to say to you.
Yeah, you listen up. We got something to say.
Folks around here don't take too kindly to you Big City Tongue Twister Lovers coming around here with your I slid a sheet, a sheet I slid, and all the sleeted sheet I fit.
Mm.
And your give me the gift of the grip grap sock with the drip drape ship shape tip tap sock.
Damn it! Damn it, Big City Tongue Twister Lover. Now I know that she sells seashells by the seashore. And that seashells she sells are surely seashells. I know that one smart fella, he felt smart. Two smart fellas, they felt smart. Three smart fellas, they all felt smart. But we just don't need to hear about it. Big City Tongue Twister Lover.
You with your toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, and your Santa silk sack sags ever so slightly. And your 11 elves licked 11 little licorice lollipops. It just ain't entertaining, and it better get back on to the Big City now, Big City Tongue Twister Lover. You just go back at Big City.
Now, I know I don't care that Sarah saw a silk sash shop full of shot silk sashes. And while she's sitting in her Chevy, all she does is sits and shifts and shifts and sits and sits and shifts. But damn it, it's hard to say. And you know that, Big City Tongue Twister Lover, and we hate you.
We hate you. Let me just tell you something about this here, Big City Tongue Twister Lover. I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. I'm only plucking pheasants because the pheasant plucker's late. What kind of crap is that, Big City Tongue Twister Lover? I don't get it.
And who the hell cares if Shorty the Fat Fig Plucker is plucking figs for shorts? He's the shortest, fattest, fat pig plucker who's ever fully plucked a fig. I know.
Now, I'm going to tell you something there, Big City Tongue Twister Lover. Big City Tongue Twister Lovers who come around here trying to trip up tons of townspeople have a funny way of ending up selling sun shelters for 66 senior sightseers.
66 senior sightseers.
Tune in again next time for another episode of Big City Tongue Twister Lover.
Who knew? All right. That just says happy holidays, doesn't it?
We came this close, but I think pretty much no bleeps.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Must do business. We will return. Tons more to go on this Mark and Brian Christmas Show 2005. Back right after this on 95.5 KLOS.